Here's your KLEM News for this Saturday afternoon. A federal agency has denied disaster assistance for residents and business owners of Marshall and Polk counties who endured tornadoes in July. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Tornadoes tore through Marshall and Polk counties on July 19th. FEMA officials say the magnitude of the damage was not severe enough to warrant federal aid to homeowners, renters, and business owners in the two counties. FEMA has the authority to provide individual assistance grants. The money may be used to cover the expense of replacing damaged or destroyed property or even cover medical bills. Governor Reynolds says she will meet with state and local officials to come up with updated damage assessments and ask FEMA to reconsider. Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.
The Iowa Board of Regents will ask the governor and lawmakers for an additional $20 million state funding during the next legislative session, and they also plan to make annual increases in tuition at the three state schools. Board President Michael Richards told the board at their meeting on Thursday that they have to start taking on an overall view of the four areas that are used to fund the three state universities.
State appropriations, savings and reallocation, tuition and research and funding from both public and private sources. One thing that has become clear, I believe strongly that we cannot continue to look at these segments of funding individually.
He says that they have to find a way to use all the sources to provide the funding to maintain the quality of the three state universities.
Finding the right mix is the challenge, but in the end, we need to arrive at a total resources number.
Richard says that the University of Iowa, Iowa State University, and the University of Northern Iowa are doing their part and making the best use of their resources.
Our universities have saved or reallocated more than $125 million in the last decade. The boards and our university presidents take this seriously, and our enterprise has made great strides in this area. This is a priority, and we must and will continue to do even more with savings and reallocations in the future.
Richard says that they will also have to ask students to pay more.
At our November meeting, we intend to discuss a multi-year tuition model with a baseline percentage increase for resident undergraduates for the next several years, starting with the 2019-2020 academic year.
He says that the amount of money that they are asking for from the state is a fair amount. The city of Des Moines is giving those with unpaid parking tickets a chance to settle up before further action is taken to collect those debts. The city says it has $1.8 million in parking ticket fines that are more than 120 days overdue. The city has sent out postcards reminding those with tickets that there are three ways to pay the outstanding tickets. They include online, in person on the first floor at the City Hall, or by mail with a check addressed to the City of Des Moines and sent to the Des Moines City Clerk's office. Those with unpaid balances greater than 120 days will have until October 12th to pay before the information is sent to a collection agency. Now more farmers are planting cover crops to keep water, soil, and nutrients from running off the fields, and there's now new evidence that those conservation strategies bring economic benefits as well. Scott Henry of Longview Farms in central Iowa says that he put the plants on his field because it was the right thing to do for his land. His soil quality improved and weeds weren't as bad. Henry and others collaborated with the Environmental Defense Fund and found environmental returns also translate to increased profits.
Those benefits can snowball and continue to make that decision on a yearly basis be one that is just natural and just part of the budget going forward versus this tough decision or battle for the almighty dollar that the farmer has to choose to spend every year.
Farmers who use cover crops encourage anyone trying them for the first time to be patient as returns are not immediate. Cover crops do cost money to plant, but the report finds that savings on multiple farm expenses can balance that out. Southwest Iowa farmer Mark Peterson, who was not involved in the study, has been planting cover crops for years.
The thing about cover crops, I guess I went into it saying I can't afford to send my soil and my nutrients down to the Gulf of Mexico where they don't want them. We've got to keep them on the farm, and cover crops are doing a lot to to accomplish that.
Peterson says that he'll cut his herbicide and fertilizer expenses in half next year on his soybean fields. The report's authors say that they hope food companies, crop insurers, and banks will also see the financial benefits of cover crops. Iowa is experiencing its worst West Nile virus outbreak in 15 years. State Deputy Epidemiologist Ann Garvey says that 73 cases of the mosquito-borne virus have either been confirmed or are under investigation.
We're seeing a concerning high level of West Nile activity this year. It's actually the highest level that we've seen since West Nile was first becoming established in our state in the early 2000s.
West Nile activity in Iowa peaked in 2003 when 6 people died and nearly 150 were sickened.
Unfortunately, we do see West Nile deaths almost every year. We've had 3 so far this year. All 3 were in elderly Iowans. 2 were living in northwest Iowa and 1 in central Iowa.
The 3 deaths in Iowa this year are the most from West Nile since 2003. Garvey is calling on Iowans not to let their guard down.
I think most of us, when school starts and we get into fall, we tend to forget about things like sunscreen and mosquito repellent, but this is really the heart of our West Nile season, so it's more important than ever to make sure that we're using that mosquito repellent.
Confirmed cases of West Nile are likely to increase in the coming weeks. Garvey suggests that heavy rains this summer combined with warm temperatures have boosted the mosquito population in Iowa. The pests won't stop biting until the first hard frost.
We expect the season to continue until those hard freezes, and we are just now in the midst of the peak West Nile season, so we expect activity and illnesses to continue until likely through October until we really see those cold temperatures.
Warm weather is in the weekend forecast, meaning that many Iowans will be spending time outdoors. They are urged to take precautions to reduce their exposure to mosquitoes, especially in the early morning and evening when the bugs are most active.
Especially with a warm forecast through the weekend, we want to make sure that we're encouraging Iowans to take measures to prevent mosquito bites. The most important thing people can be doing is using an insect repellent when they're outdoors, and especially during hours of peak mosquito activity between dusk and dawn.
Garvey says that all Iowans are at risk for West Nile virus if they're outdoors and not wearing mosquito repellent. She says seniors are most susceptible to the West Nile virus. And that is a look at your news. I'm Dennis Morris.